Now, you started life as a Republican.
I did.
And you switched parties in 2011 and became a Democrat. So your talk about the Republican-led majority,
yes.
It's sort of an interesting position for you. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And I understand that it is. When I jumped into the field in 2008 as a school board member, I realized some things about the Republican Party that I hadn't before. For instance, I took a very strong stance on racial and socioeconomic diversity within the schools. And even though I presented my Republican colleagues with data that showed that high poverty concentration within a school leads that school to only have like a 1.1% chance of success based upon the data. And I couldn't imagine anyone that subscribes to a business model would actually try to put in place a school that has a 99% chance of failure. So that was the beginning of understanding or realizing that I needed to do some soul searching. I'm a very conservative person as far as my lifestyle goes. But then when I started looking at social and moral issues, I realized I don't want to use the political process to force other people to live the same lifestyle that I do.
There was a recent study done by UNC's Center for Civil Rights, and it was called the Inclusion Project. Mm-hmm. And it was documenting racial disparities across the state in a number of different ways. And one of the things that they found was 91% of residents in racially excluded communities have a high poverty elementary school as their closest school in New Hanover County.
Yes.
New Hanover County had some of the highest rates,
yes,
of segregation. Putting political correctness aside,
yes,
why does that matter?
If you're following a business model, why wouldn't you create a school where you know, based upon data, that you have set them up for success? And that's what we have not done here in New Hanover County. The end result is when we have children that are failing, that are dropping out of school, then from a business sense, you know, it's going to hurt the economy. These are the people that are going to end up on welfare. They are going to end up in our prison system. So why do we want to create a population or a subset of our population that is on government assistance? We want to, you know, build and grow good, productive citizens.
One of the big pushes last year was also tax reform. Mm-hmm. And along with that comes a hard look at incentives.
Yes.
Film incentives. That's a huge issue. A lot of people have a lot at stake in this region.
They do. They do. I mean, that's something that I feel very strongly in favor of. I hope, you know, when I get up there to eliminate that sunset provision. I mean, currently that law is set to sunset December 31st, 2014. I mean, that's already turned away business from North Carolina, because when they are planning, whether it be a TV show or a film, that pre-production period is a year and a half prior to the start of, you know, filming. It's just part of how we do business right now. And we have got incredibly skilled tradesmen that live here in New Hanover County, that are a part of our community, that are invaluable to that industry. And those jobs are, you know, incredibly important to them. They add to our tax base. So it's incredibly important that we keep that.
Thanks for joining us today, Elizabeth Redenbaugh.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.